Blog Talk Radio.
Standing there looking at the man in the mirror. Hard to make a change when you're so far gone. Feeling like your dreams couldn't be any further. But you're doing what you gotta do just to keep the lights on. Praying hard, a light of rain. But it won't let up, go away. It won't be long, cause we've all seen brighter days. I'm not alone, cause I'm just one call away. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just fall again. Out here on your own, thinking nobody loves you. And you wouldn't be mad if you didn't wake up the next day. But you're praying hard, so your knees don't feel a thing. And your smile won't fool this masquerade. If there's a God, why won't he help me through the pain? The reason why is to make a stronger man. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just for right now.
of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it
Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere, anywhere on God's green earth. This is your platform for empowerment. This is your platform for liberation, mentally, spiritually, economically, and physically. This is the Starting Crescent Report, and I am your host, Brother Rashid Hiram1555 Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, before we go into the show, let me explain a few things. This show was supposed to take place 2 shows ago, but again, we've had our problems with Blog Talk Radio, not only dropping calls and muting my mic, but there are sometimes when we have shows scheduled that they block us from doing the show, especially when they get a lot of feedback that there will be a larger crowd than expected. They always run interference and block us, and Facebook plays a part in that also, black man and black woman. I want to tell you that. Facebook does a lot of this. Twitter is like this. And I maybe have a chance to go over some of this stuff with you later. But before we go into the show, I want to say something to let you know that this is not a small show by any stretch of the imagination. I was looking at the visitors and the listeners to the show. I was looking at the diagram, the audience geography by country. We have Iceland. We have Mexico. We have Argentina. We have Brazil. We have Uruguay. We have Paraguay, we have Chile, we have the UK, we have the Netherlands, we have Denmark, we have Germany, Ukraine, Russia, India, Japan, Pakistan, about 20 or 30 African nations, some Middle Eastern nations, we have China. This is the listening audience that we have. I'm looking at the diagram as I'm speaking to you, and some of the islands also, Trinidad and Tobago and Bermuda and Fiji and Isle of Man, these little small islands. But all of you are important, an important part of the show, because once you hear this truth, you can get it out to other people, and also it can help change your life also if you believe the truth, if you believe it. So that is a large audience, and to be honest with you, we are at right now about 180 countries. The Star and Crescent Report is being listened to in 180 countries. Brothers and sisters, that is the reach of today's modern technology. Now, saying that, I'm glad we've got that out of the way to let you know just how big the audience is. The show today is called The Math Ain't Looking Good for America. This is the blocked episode. This is the one they continue to remove the clips from. This is the one they continue or refuse to allow me to log in to do the show. This is the one that they blocked me completely out the times that I've scheduled this show. So we're going to do it today. And I want you to just understand the dire situation that America is in. I was listening to the CBO office, the Congressional Budget Office. I was listening to some of the pundits and economic prognosticators, and all of them are coming to the conclusion that no matter what America does, no matter how she does it, she is facing an unprecedented economic collapse. So when we tell you these things, black man and black woman, we're trying to get a picture over to you so that you can prepare for what is not just to come, but what is well underway. You understand what I'm saying? This thing will be brutal. As a matter of fact, Mr. Trump, let me go to Mr. Trump for a minute. His new plan, and this comes from the CBO itself, the Congressional Budget Office. And remember, he's the president in office now. And they're saying that as he guts Obamacare, which I was not a fan of from the jump, I'm laying down some things so that you can go back and research this, okay? And you'll see as the show progresses, you can connect the dots and see the dire situation, the dire state of affairs. that America has found herself in. And all of this goes right back to the root cause. The messenger Elijah Muhammad, the last and the greatest messenger of God, told us, he said, the more America mistreats her ex-slaves, the more she deprives them of an opportunity to go for self, the more she rejects that divine plan laid out by him as given to him by his God and our Lord, Allah in person. America will continue to grind to a halt, and she will collapse. She would fall from the weight of the pressures from without and from within, economically, politically, socially, militarily. All of these things now are weighing down the back of America, and you act as though you don't see it. You act as though you don't feel it. I know you feel it, because when you go into the stores, because I know when I go into the stores, I feel it. I don't care how much money you have in your wallet. You'll see that you're paying more for less, right? You're going through a lot of things. The bills are skyrocketing, yet the pay continues to dwindle, or the amount that you can purchase with the pay continues to dwindle. So I want you to see the hypocrisy in Mr. Trump, the hypocrisy in the system, and how white America are even, now they're calling for change. It's amazing how when hell starts kicking them in their behind, they all of a sudden they want to, we need to tear down this tyranny of two parties and have third and fourth parties running. Because, as long as it was progressing for you, you didn't say those things. You thought America was what? They even had it in the songs and in commercials. America the great, America the beautiful, right? And so now the backlash of collapse, intransigence, and folly upon the leaders, and they're seeing that the blowback effect of the empire is now trickling down to the average white American. Now all hell is breaking out. Now all you can see on alternative media, and even in the so-called mainstream media, is them crying for some help, crying for a change. Well, these are the fruits of your own labor. You've got to taste these things. These are part of the desolations that Muhammad said would be poured upon America to make her more desolate as she is being brought to a screeching halt and brought to her knees by the order of Almighty God in person. Let's go back to something. Mr. Trump is going to gut Obamacare, and he has the Republicans helping him. According to the so-called nonpartisan CBO, the Congressional Black Office, Congressional Budget Office, there will be, when Trump institutes his Trump Care plan, 24 million Americans will go uninsured. You hear what I said? 24 million, and this is the smallest estimate, right? And I remember looking, I was listening to some people. Matter of fact, I might have that clip on this on my dashboard, but I'm not going to look for it and play it at this moment. But I was listening to, about 2 weeks ago, people who cover the CBO. They were talking about how the CBO always underestimates the government costs, and they do that specifically as not to alarm the people to buy how bad things are. And they said if you really want to look at the Congressional Budget Office stats, you multiply them by a number of 3 to 5. This is what they were saying, all right? So if we multiply that number by 3 to 5, we have close to 75 million or 100 million Americans, close to that, right? That is almost one-third of the entire population of America. Now, what is hypocritical about this? Well, I want you to remember that Trump has decided to up the defense, which is in no way a defense budget. I'm talking to you today, black man and black woman. I want you to see these things, because if you don't see these in real terms, in real facts, you can't wrap your head around it, and you'll be lost in the shuffle. Now, America's budget, they said, is about $564 billion, defense budget, right? And we already know Larry Wilkerson says that when you add up the off-budget expenses and when you add up the black budget expenses and when you add up the hidden money, it is well over a trillion, he said, between $1 trillion and $2 trillion. This is the American pentagram, not Pentagon, pentagram. And this is the war directorate of America. Her our military-industrial complex, close to $2 trillion. Now, he wants to up that to $38 billion, I mean, about $54 billion. They're going to cut at least $300 billion in medical aid to you. And what I'm trying to show you is the hypocrisy. Listen to this. At the same time that they can't find money for you, at the same time they're defunding your Head Start and your schools and your colleges and putting burdens upon their future leaders that they can't ever hope to pay off with the student loans and debt process, they're also giving Israel over $38 billion in aid. Listen to this good. This is just the monetary side of it. This does not include the billions in aid militarily that they're going to give to them, which you have to cover. But they're cutting money that would help the poor and the middle class people. Do you not see the hypocrisy? Do you not see the justification why God has to do something about this? This stuff cannot go on in perpetuity. Something must be done. But what God is doing here, he's opening up the curtains. He's opening up the windows and the doors and letting you get a good look inside the house. Let you smell the scent of deceit and greed and hypocrisy. He's letting you see it for yourself, letting you smell it, letting you hear it, letting you see it, letting you touch it, so that you cannot deny the fact that God is justified in removing this devil. I also want to stop and say this right now. I have seen at least a dozen to two dozen calls being dropped as I'm speaking. See, this is what we go through every show. And this is what we have to deal with. But you be patient with us and all of you listeners who are listening to us in all of those 180 other countries. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to the most powerful show for truth on the face of this planet. So we hope that as you get this truth, you put it to work in your life and you also lend it out to others that they may partake of this divine wisdom as revealed to us by the last and the greatest messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, we say this, and we're showing you the situation. Think about this. $38 billion in cash aid, all right? Billions more in military aid to Israel. And then the billions that they give to other governments as bribes around the world, yet they cannot find the heart or the resources to free students of debt, to give you health care. Remember the tyrant, Muammar Gaddafi, well, they didn't have student debt. The government paid for everything. Remember the so-called tyrant Muammar Gaddafi? They did not have where they had to pay health care. That was free. But the so-called democratically elected government of America is fleecing the people. This is a blood-sucking, parasitic nation from the core and must be removed. And now it's turning inwardly to suck the last little bit of life out of its own citizens. Isn't that something? This is America. So we're opening this up to you so that you can see this for yourself. Now, with that said, the reason these things are taking place, the reason that you see these things happening right now, and as we discussed behind closed doors, and Brother Rashid and I and Brother Gerald and I say this a lot to each other, that most people do not get this in their head, 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. Most people don't get that. When we say it to you on the show, you say, and it just goes in one ear and out the other, and it'll go right over your head or go right between your legs and go right behind you. You don't understand that these things must take place in this time period because the prophets, the scriptures, and all of the divine men and women of God had foreseen these things and had spoken of these things. And Messenger Elijah Muhammad made it as clear as day, as clear as sunshine, that these were the things to take place in the last days of empire. And when you do the mathematical calculations from 1555 to 1955, that gives you that 400 years that we were to sojourn in a strange land and be ill and treated among strange people. And God said he himself would come, right? I'm talking to a larger audience. And so from this, you do your 60 to not exceed 70 years. Most, and I have to say this about some of these Muslim scholars in the NOI, in the Nation of Islam, they had it wrong too. Some of these ministers had it. As a matter of fact, one of the most vocal ministers that is seen around the nation, he had it wrong. And if I can think about it, I wish I could find that tape when he did his mathematical calculations. And he did it from 1914 because he mistakenly, he knew that marked the end of the world of the white man, but he didn't understand that there was time left for that sojourn, that 400 years of sojourn in a strange land and being among strange people. He did not understand that. So his calculations were off. But we're giving you the proper calculation. And when we gave them to you, we told you to calculate from 1955 up to 60 to not exceed 70 years. That puts you between 2015 and 2025. Russia has a military doctrine, a military plan today. Her military plan does not go past 2025. NATO has a military plan. You can Google this stuff. They have a military plan. Their military plan does not go beyond 2025. Why is that? Because they are wise enough to understand the time. They know what Elijah Muhammad had said. They are no fools. You are the fools. So let me say this again. You please stop hanging up listening. Because, I mean, a whole bunch of listeners was just disconnected then. So let's go a little further. We have to go through these things. Brothers and sisters, y'all have patience with us. Have patience with the show. If you get disconnected, call back in. If they block you, wait a few seconds, then call back in. For our international listeners, do the same thing. And if you're listening via computer and you get knocked off, do the same thing. Log back into the URL. If you're blocked from that, refresh your screen. Wait a second. Go back to it. It's a shame that I have to constantly say this, but I have to do this because the devil is at work. And as righteous people, we must continue to work and must continue to give this truth out and work just as hard or even harder than those who are trying to prevent the establishment of truth, okay? All right? And they should understand that there is no army or combinations of armies in this day and time that is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. And this idea that the black man and woman of America first and then all around the world must be free. And God must do this freeing and bring these other people to their knees. This cannot be defeated. This cannot be shoved under a rug. This cannot be hushed or shut up. This cannot be done like that. Because I'm not behind this. It is the author of truth who is behind this. And his word today, which we say be, is being accomplished right here in the midst of all of this. When you interrupt the show, what you're doing, you're showing my audience that I'm not lying to them. You're showing my audience that everything that I'm saying is valid. This is what's going on. You're just vindicating me that much more. You're vindicating Elijah Muhammad that much more. You are so fearful of this truth that you are trying to stifle it, but you can't do that. To stifle that, you got to go to God. And you ain't going to whoop the Lord of the world. So let's go further, black man and black woman. So with that being said, America is in such a condition today, economically, that it is actually terrifying. I mean, it is scary if you don't understand the time, if you don't understand what is actually taking place. It can be terrifying for you. But if you are someone who is endowed with divine wisdom, you will say, man, this is a beautiful time. Because you are now seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. You're seeing all of these things that the prophets of old predicted. And you are living in a time where in all of the prophets, especially that prophet named Jesus, wished that he could live to see one of the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And not only have you lived in the days of the coming, you are living now in the presence of the Son of Man. And he's making himself known and manifested. His word is being vindicated. So truth is out there, and it is bringing about a correction phase. This correction phase is phasing out the untruth, the liars, the deceivers, the war makers, the bloodshedders, the berserker people. This is what's going on. So you have a world in turmoil. You have a nation on edge. The entire Western world is close to collapse. Now, again, black man and black woman, this is your brother Rashid Muhammad. I'm trying to make you understand the seriousness of the time. So we go back to 1955. Then we do that calculation up and it start. And remember, the main crux of the financial situation as it was unfolding in 2008 and 2009, one of the main things that took place was in 2015. And from that point on, they said that they did not know when the economy was going to collapse. They did not know when America was going to fall, but they knew that it was a mathematical certainty that these things would take place. So they were looking at the numbers. They were educating themselves on the time. They were picking up all of these resources, whether it be religious or theological, economic or political. They were reading these things because that's what they get paid to do. And they came up with a conclusion that it is a mathematical impossibility for America to escape an economic collapse that would make the Great Depression look like good times. This is not coming from me. This is from Peter Schiff, father, Mark Farber, Mr. Doom, Boom, Gloom, and Doom, what is it, Salente, and a whole host of them, all of these pundits. They're saying that America cannot get out of this. They're saying that Europe will fall. They're saying that the entire Western world is on edge. If you don't believe me, go Google what I'm saying. They are saying these things now, but when we were saying it 10, 15, 20 years ago, we were called racist, right? Because we were repeating what Elijah Muhammad had told us. And now they have squared up their thoughts with Elijah Muhammad, and they're saying and echoing what Elijah Muhammad was saying and is saying today. But we get no credit for those things, right? But Peter Schiff does. David X22 Report gets credit for it, right? You go flock to them, but you don't want to hear the truth. So now, why is it that Europe or NATO doesn't have a military plan beyond 2025? I ask you that. Why is it that Russia's doctrine, military doctrine, ends in 2025? Why is it that America's doctrine is on edge at 2025? I'll tell you why. Muhammad spoke it. The 60 cannot exceed 70-year grace period. And the end of that grace period is 2025. And you think hell is breaking loose now? Wait till you get to that point. This right here, this is the warm-up act. So we're seeing untold and unheard of economic pressure and political pressure and geopolitical pressure mounting on America and on her so-called allies in NATO, which is nothing but the European colonial nations. And all we're finding out more and more is that the economies of these nations, the political system of these nations, are illusions. Notice they're throwing that word around a lot, that these systems, the entire dollar-based system, the fiat currency system, and this is what kills me. The black people, you got a short memory when white people talking. You got a long memory when you're talking to your own people because you hate them forever. I can't stand that nigga. That nigga did something to me 22 years ago. I hate that nigga. And then you'll say, the white man is the devil, and you'll go right to work. Hi, Rob. Hi, Jerry. You'll talk to them, right? but you'll get to shout out with your own people. The hypocrisy. This is what I'm saying. It is so pervasive today that you pick it up and you don't even realize it. But they are saying that this thing is in such a condition that they can't get out of it. Why? Why? It is because they have not ruled as they should have under righteousness. So they are an unnatural people with unnatural thoughts and desires. Matter of fact, this book that I have right before me, I've read out of it many times, and I've had this woman on my show. It's called Yaqub and the Origins of White Supremacy, Message to the White Man and Woman in America, written by Dorothy Fardan. She is a person who studies human actions, human evolution. She is a respected scholar in her field of learning. And in her book, she says that white people, from a white woman, she says when she told me this personally behind the scenes, though, also, when her and some of her colleagues got together, they wondered why white people were so inclined to pursue wealth and materialistic things and to turn truth on his head for the sake of advantage. And then she wondered these things to me, and I said, wow, I'm listening to her. And what it lets me know is that these white scholars understand that something is not right with them. Something is not right with their world. They always, if you listen to Dave on the X-22 report, if you listen to any of the rest of them, they'll tell you about a coming scenario of implosion. They'll tell you that. And then they'll say, there's no way out. Then they'll go back and double speak and say, well, if we do X, Y, and Z, then we can do this. You see how Gregory Mannarino was doing that when they was hoping for Trump to get elected, or selecting, I should say, not elected, but selecting for the office. So he would say that hell is coming. There's a mathematical certainty. But if Trump comes, maybe we can do this and do this. You know, they were hoping for a way out. So what I'm saying to you is this. They understand that this thing is collapsing. They understand that there is no way out. But they are hoping that they can make a way out. And they are so fearful of the consequences of their evil and their wicked deeds, whether it be financially or culturally, by robbing and raping and pillaging nations and occupying people and destroying the independence and sovereignty of other nations, or whether it be stepping on the neck and the life and the livelihood of black America. They know that this is the root cause of their fall. They know these things, black man and black woman. It is you who are kept in the dark because you want to be their friend. This is not racism. First of all, let's get this clear. This is not racism. I'm going to point this out because we get some of this from time to time. Well, isn't that racist? No. I have not advocated the killing of nobody. I have not advocated the occupation of no land. I have not, as a matter of fact, I'm calming other people down who are saying, let's go take this land and separate. No, then you'll be doing just like these people who came here and took this land. You got to let God do his work. This is what I'm saying. I'm not advocating any of the stuff that racist people advocate. What I am advocating is truth. And to tell the truth is a revolutionary thing to do today in this day and time. Telling the truth is revolutionary. You should know that. So when people get mad at me for saying what I'm saying, I know what they're mad at is me telling the truth on people whom they love, who has really never shown them any love. Yeah, some of us ascend into this society to higher positions, but what about the significance of the entirety of black America and the black nation globally? We're still in some of the worst positions. Look at South Africa. They're getting ready to sanction South Africa because South Africa is following the lead of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe took those lands from white farmers. Britain, America, and the European Union sanctioned South Africa, destroyed the currency, destroyed the economic independence, destroyed their industries, destroyed investment in the country. And the only thing they kept afloat are the minerals that they could suck out and siphon out of Zimbabwe. Because the people of Zimbabwe wanted their land back and they wanted the intruders out. And they're saying, I was looking at rents.com and another. They have some articles on there talking about white genocide is going on in South Africa. It can easily stop. Get the hell out. You're not indigenous there. Get the hell out. And it can easily be stopped. What about the genocide that took place when your people invaded there and occupied and was killing people on TV and before that was TV to maintain rule? Just a few people did that to so many others for greed and wealth. What about that? You don't mention that too much for some of you old Rhodes scholars. I wouldn't accept that title if they tried to arm me with that title, Rhodes scholar. Do you know Cecil Rhodes was a mass murderer of black people, of indigenous people? Did you know that? Did you know that Cecil Rhodes loved killing? And loved, and he didn't care if you was young, old, or man or woman. He loved for you to be killed if you were black. Did you know that? So for some of you black people, you so-called upstanding black people who love to be called these worldly names of this white man, Rhodes scholars, you're a fool. You are a fool. And as I said on one show, and you Negroes have lost your mind calling yourselves African Americans. And some of our Moorish brothers have lost their mind too, American Moors. This is madness. How you going to name yourself after an occupier? Amerigo Vespucci. He's an occupier murderer. He put his name on this continent, these continents. African American. And then you proudly boast that you're an African. When Scipio Africanus was the one who invaded Africa and slaughtered millions of people and said for Africa's rebellion, at the time he said Asia's rebellion against her, because Africa was called Asia at the time. Part. He would stamp his name over that continent as a curse. And so you have Africa. You didn't know that. Ha, 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 black man and black woman. You better go in them history books. You better do some study to call yourself African American and stuff like that. Brothers and sisters, it's madness. You know? But again, we're in a world of illusion where they're making you believe the stock market is going up, but inflation has skyrocketed. You know, they said that this last month, just in Britain alone, I was looking at this early this morning, about 2 in the morning, in a little short news clip. In Britain itself, in the UK, inflation, they might as well call it what it is, hyperinflation, has gone up double or triple in less than a year. Is that something? That's hyperinflation. But they say inflation. They don't want to alert you to the fact that the economies of the white world or the Western world is going down. The gig is up. The jig is up. Because the East has called their bluff, and the East, they're importing the gold and the silver. Before they did that, they had a master stroke when they did it. Before they did it, they allowed the West to set the terms. And China, one of the most brilliant of them all, said, you know what, we'll be your manufacturing place. Just ship your know-how over here. Ship your equipment over here, and we'll manufacture these things for a little bit of nothing, for pennies on your dollar. And then we'll reinvest those dollars back in your economy, keeping you as the economic and military juggernaut. Well, we see today, we're at the end of the road for that, right? So the illusion is coming down. The illusion is crashing down at full speed. So we went into the last, one of the last few shows, we talked about that word illusion, right? We went into Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and we talked about illusion for you to understand exactly what these people are saying. I'm going to play some clips in a few minutes, brothers and sisters. I see the time is good. Every time I get a chance to talk to you all, the time winds down so fast that it is hard to get the clips and to be able to lay out this thing the proper way in such a short time span of an hour and a half, 2 hours, or 2.5 hours. It's very hard, but we're going to press against time and try to do this. So according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word illusion means obsolete, the action of deceiving, the state or fact of being intellectually deceived or misled. Remember these definitions that I'm reading them to you, black man and black woman. A misleading image presented to the vision, something that deceives or misleads intellectually. Perception of something objectively as existing in such a way as to cause misrepresentation of its actual nature. Now, we're going to go back and read a couple of those things, because those are going to hit hard when you hear this clip here. Remember, illusion means obsolete. So what we're looking at, when they describe America's economy as an illusion, when they talk about the petrodollar system, is an illusion. When they talk about the Western financial or monetary system, is an illusion. They are telling you that the system is obsolete. And it is an action or act of deceiving those who have been hooked into this system to try to maintain that system. So it says the state or fact of being intellectually deceived or misled. That means they're playing tricks on that gray matter upstairs. Right? Is that not right? Well, that is correct. Now, the Western world, economies are in such a condition today, from America to Europe, that they must continue to put this good news out, even though there's nothing but hell unfolding behind the scenes. What they're saying to you is, don't believe your lying wallet or your lying eyes. Believe us, truth tellers. Your wallet will deceive you. It's, the prices are not high. You being unemployed, you'll get a job. Just keep going. This is a trick, a ploy on your mind to stay and believe in a system that is dying a natural death because the host can no longer support the parasite, and the parasite must suck for blood lest it die off. As I've told you and I continue to tell you, that this system is a living Nosferatu. This is Count Dracula. And just like in Count Dracula movies, he can't come out in the light, could he? The light would open him up to death because he would be exposed as nothing but a ghost. Is that not right? This is what this system is. It's an illusion. Is that not right? We just read it. So let's go, and I want you to see what they're saying about the Western economies. This is 3 minutes, 34 seconds. Pay close attention. We'll be right back right after this clip.
The Economic Collapse Financial News. Now, we've been looking at this economy for quite some time, and we tracked it, we've recorded it, we've delved into it, and we understand that this is one complete illusion. And the illusion is continuing. It has not stopped. Nothing's changed in the economy. A lot of promises were made. A lot of corporations out there telling you that things are going to be a lot better by them bringing jobs back, by bringing manufacturing back. But nothing's changed. And we're seeing what is happening around the world, and it's happening here in the United States. It's happening around the world all at the same time. Now, back in 2008, we saw the same thing, where there were bubbles, real estate bubbles, stock market bubbles, other type of bubbles around the world. I mean, no one really called attention to it. There were a certain few people that looked at all the information and said, well, there's a problem here. None of this stuff is real. It's an illusion. It's fake. I mean, the subprime securities, this is one gigantic lie. But again, the corporate media was out there telling you that everything was fine. It's not a lie. You're fake news. We're telling you the truth. It's AAA, Moody's, S&P, they told us it was. All these other people saying it wasn't, they're lying. And then we come to find out, no, it was the opposite way. They were right. And what we're seeing today is that other countries are having the same type of problems. Now, it might not be out in the corporate media, but we definitely see them. I mean, if we look at Australia, for instance, testifying before a parliamentary committee, the chief executive of National Australia Bank, Westpac Banking and Commonwealth Bank of Australia, all said that while they are worried about elements of the housing market, well, prices aren't overinflated. There are increasing risks, they said, but they believe that everything is fine, that nothing is overpriced. Well, when you really look at the housing market, it looks like it is overpriced. In Sydney, it's 100%. I mean, when we look and we look down the list, Melbourne is around 90%. And this shows us that something is happening around the world. And it looks like all these countries, Canada, Australia, the UK, all of these areas are in the same type of housing bubble. And what they're saying is that they're seeing a huge number of foreign buyers who put their money down to buy apartments that are now having trouble settling. And that is creating a bit of a glut in supply. And when we look at this, we also see that credit extension, well, that has been tightening for apartment developers because they know that Australia will face a major oversupply of multi-unit dwellings over the next 1 to 3 years from the major ramp in permits over the past several years. And foreign buyers right now, well, they're kind of pulling out a little bit. So there's going to be problems there.
So they see it and they keep telling you that it is fake, false, and phony. And they continue to use that word, it's an illusion, right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that this world of Adam, the world of Yaqub, is predicated, based, and maintained upon a science that is called trickology. That's what he's talking about, illusion, deceit, fake, phony. believe something is something or a certain way, but really it's not that way, that's deceit, right? That is trickology. This is what this entire world has been about. Like when you look at the history of the Greeks, and they talk about Plato and Socrates and Aristotle, and they tell you about the great learned men these men were, and how Greece was the cradle of civilization. And then when you do a deeper analysis, you'll see that these white men, they were dumb as a bag of rocks until they went to Egypt's highest mystery schools and learned. And then they took this learning back to their own land. And this same learning that they're praising today was rejected back then. And this was from the land of Kemet. You would see this. So they take something and make it appear as what it really is not. They'll take something from a culture and lie and make you believe it is theirs. What do they do in the UN? They pretend that this is a body of international law, ethical and moral and upstanding in all its way. Well, if this is the case, then why the hell is America bombing nation after nation, waging illegal wars of aggression? Nobody says anything, and no leader in the Western world is accountable or is in The Hague or hung. Huh? Talk back to me. See, the math ain't looking good for America. No matter what you look at, it ain't adding up for her future. Everything is pointing towards annihilation. It's pointing towards a doom. So, remember that they keep using, I cannot get away from this, they keep using illusion. And that is to make something appear as though it's not right. That's what an illusion is. So if this is the case, why would you plant your seeds in America? Why would you plant your life or your future in America's hands when nothing is real, when everything is made up and everything is a deceit or a lie or something phony or fake? Why would you do that unless you are in love with that and you are a part of that? That's the only way that you can see yourself accepting falsehood, is if it, you benefit from it, right? This is what crooks do, though. They go into the night and they go stealing, robbing, killing, because they see an advantage at night. They see it as an advantage to sneak up on the prey. This is this system. This is America. This is the Western world, and it is all coming crashing down. And they're saying it to you now. But you don't want to hear it. You don't want to listen to it. But everything is real. You're going to feel it sooner rather than later. And America is in serious economic trouble. I'm going to play this clip here. This is a five-minute clip. Listen closely to what he's saying here. We're going to try to get as many clips as we can because I might have to go over a little bit. If the time is pressing, I might have to go over. Y'all might have to give me 15, 20 minutes after the show if we don't get as many clips as I want in. So pay close attention to this clip here about the serious trouble that America now finds.
There's going to be problems there. Now, today in the United States, the job numbers came out, and Trump is patting himself on the back. Well, I brought manufacturing back, I brought construction back, but all the underlying economic data does not support any of this. I mean, for manufacturing, you have to have demand. I mean, we see retail closing. I mean, car sales are awful. I mean, they didn't build new plants. We're seeing Caterpillar's in trouble. They're laying off people. We just noticed that Ford laid off people. Who's hiring? And we also see construction workers. They've been added. Same thing. Construction spending way down. We see that Toll Brothers is saying that traffic is drying up. Sales are declining. And very interestingly, the wages are continually falling. So jobs are being added, wages are falling. It looks like we're back in that same illusionary manipulation we were at during the Obama reign. It looks like nothing has changed right now. So the stock market is being pumped up.
I wanted to stop it there for a minute. I'm going to replay this, okay? When I heard that, I just wanted to stop it. I want you to think over. Remember what I told you? That these people were hoping that Trump would be different. They were hoping and hoping, and I kept telling, they're going to be heartbroken. And what Dave is saying and how he says, this is the same thing from the Obama administration. Nothing has changed. But remember how we were playing the clips, how all of them was putting their in Trump. Now they're disappointed, and he hadn't been in office 3 months, and they're disappointed already. Some of them are trying to keep up the lie that they're still happy about him. Well, some of them are still happy because he's white and he's in office. But listen to Dave's disappointment. I got to play this again. This is the first. I'm going to play the whole thing, but specifically listen to his disappointment in the first two minutes of this clip, okay? Pay close attention to it again. Here we go. Here we are.
There's going to be problems there. Now, today in the United States, the job numbers came out. And Trump is patting himself on the back. Well, I brought manufacturing back, I brought construction back, but all the underlying economic data does not support any of this. I mean, for manufacturing, you have to have demand. I mean, we see retail closing. I mean, car sales are awful. I mean, they didn't build new plants. We're seeing Caterpillar's in trouble. They're laying off people. We just noticed that Ford laid off people. Who's hiring? And we also see construction workers. They've been added. Same thing. Construction spending way down. We see that Toll Brothers is saying that traffic is drying up. Sales are declining. And very interestingly, the wages are continually falling. So jobs are being added, wages are falling. It looks like we're back in that same illusionary manipulation we were at during the Obama reign. It looks like nothing has changed right now. So the stock market is being pumped up on nothing. It's not based on earnings. It's not based on profits. It's not based on sales. It's based on nothing at this point. When we look at the job numbers, they're completely manipulated from the beginning. I mean, they can't stop the manipulation at this point because all of a sudden we're going to go from 4.7% all the way up to 23%. Well, people are going to scratch their heads and say, why did that happen? And it looks like they're keeping the illusion alive. Now, the Fed, they're planning on an interest rate hike. And they're doing this into a weak economy. And we've seen this before. In the past, Goldman right now, well, they just changed their forecast and said, oh, yes, we see hikes in March, June, and September now, which is an indicator that they're planning to really push this economy and bring it down because we've seen this before and we know the results of it. Now, very interestingly, with the stock market, we are seeing corporate executives. They are buying their own firm shares at the slowest pace in at least 29 years. Now, just a couple of months ago, they were purchasing a lot of their own stock. And then we saw a drop-off, and we started to see them start to sell. Now, according to the Washington Services, there were a total of 279 insider buyers in January, the lowest since 1988. Moreover, the number of sellers right now, they're growing in recent months, pushing the ratio of buyers to sellers in February to its lowest in 1988. And when we look at this, we can see they're unloading their shares right now. The smart money in finance, they're not buying the rally. They are selling to the retail investor. Retail investors right now, they are pouring money into the markets like it was 1999. And we've seen this before. This is a classic bubble. This is what happens. The insiders, they pump the market up, and then they get out. They take their profits. The retail investor says, whoa, look at the market. It's going to keep going up. I'm going to get in now. I mean, we saw it not just in the stock market. We saw it in the real estate market back in 2008. Real estate market was at its height, people were buying like crazy. And a couple of months later, the whole thing fell apart. Now, the average stock in the S&P 500 is down nearly 10% off its highs. Put another way, only a small group of stocks are holding up the entire market. Most companies are in fact already in correction mode. The number of S&P 500 companies, well, they're above their 50-day moving averages, and it has rolled over and is collapsing hard. Now, to put it simply, the internal momentum is quickly leaving the markets. And this is being confirmed by corporate insiders right now. And what we're seeing is this is what happens right before the system comes down.
Now, this is what it is. Is that racist? Is that racism? I'm going to let you hear what Dave, a white radio host, is saying about what insiders are saying and what they see happening and what they see coming. And they continue not only to talk about this illusion, they continue to talk about a correction. You've heard Gregory Mannarino say it on the show. You've heard Peter Schiff say it on the show. You've heard a host of other white pundits talk about a correction must take place. All right? And Mannarino put it in such a way that when this correction takes place, he says, that this would be more deadly than a nuclear exchange. And it will be biblical. He constantly used the words biblical. And he's about this word correction. So most of you, when you hear them talk about that, you don't take the time to recognize what they're saying to you. If a correction takes place, then that means the things that is going on right now are incorrect, right? So if you're going to straighten out something, then it must be crooked. Is that not right? You can't straighten out something that's straightened. For you to be able to straighten it out, it must have a bent or a crookedness in it that leads you or someone else to straighten it out. So if the market is set up for a major correction, let us look at what the word correction means. The act or an instance of correcting, such as an amendment, ratification, rebuke, or punishment. A bringing into conformity with a standard. I want you to remember that one right there. A bringing into conformity with a standard. It says neutralization, counteraction. A decline in market price or business activity following and countering a rise. Something substituted in place of what is wrong. Did you hear that? So if the markets must see a correction, then the market is wrong, right? The way they operate the markets is wrong according to the definition of correction. Is that not right? So if this is the case, and Muhammad says that for you not to get involved in it because all of that is based on trickology and lies and deception and greed and corruption, according to the word correction, is not Elijah Muhammad right and exact? The math ain't looking good for America. They shouldn't have blocked this episode. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, again, brothers and sisters, what I'm giving to you can easily be verified or could be proven to be a lie. And I'm asking you to do your homework, your work, and see. Don't just say, well, this is racist, or this is racism. Or No, this is factism. What we deal with is facts. And just because the facts may not be palatable to you does not negate the fact that they are facts indeed. And you say, oh, that's, you guys are racist. Well, I don't put anything into what you're saying, but let us go to something. Let us see if Elijah Muhammad and his true followers are racist, okay? And then we'll add this into what we're talking about. And our Savior has arrived. Messenger Elijah Muhammad, the last book, this is the last book written by the last messenger given out for free at the last Savior's Day he attended. Our Savior has arrived. In this book, on page 223, the Muslim program, what the Muslims believe, Muhammad writes, and point number 8, listen to this good. We believe, we who? Elijah Muhammad and his followers, right? In justice for all. Listen to this good. He didn't just say justice for black people. Muhammad says, we believe in justice for all, whether in God or not. We believe as others people that we are due equal justice as human beings. Right? Now Elijah Muhammad says we believe in justice for all. There's no way that he could be considered racist, and he wants justice not only for black people, but for brown, for red, for yellow, for white, for purple, for green, for orange, for whatsoever color you may be. He wants justice meted out accordingly. And we who follow him are the same way. We are that exact same way. So when we give these facts out, they may be condemning a certain people, but the actions of that certain people led to this. Not us, not us revealing it. It's the actions of those certain people that has led to this. You must look at these things. You're not dumb. Well, some of y'all. And I'm pretty sure that you can use your basic faculties to understand these things. All right? Well, listen to this. I'm going to address something at the end of the show, too, about, and I'm going to get some anger from probably some brothers and sisters who support the Star and Crescent Report. But I have to speak truth regardless. I think some people have gone too far, especially in the case of one instance of Minister Farrakhan. And I'm going to address that hopefully at the end of this show, okay? All right? I have to deal with truth. And like I said, like Saladin used to always tell me, he said, brother, you got to lay the truth out the way it is, not the way people like it, not the way they hope for it to be. You have to do it. If you're going to be in that position, you got to do it right. Whether you offend the left or the right, you got to do the right thing. He said, and the best way to know how to do this is look at the position of Elijah Muhammad. If you follow that example, to hell with what everybody else thinks. I say, Saladin, all praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother, you're still here, brother. The whole world is listening to you right now on the Star and Crescent Report. Now, let us go further. I just want you to see that some of you just throw these words out loosely and you don't understand what is taking place. And I'll get you, brother, shortly, okay? I see you 424. I see you, good brother. I got to go into these things, and I don't want to lose my thought on where I'm going with this, but I'm going to bring you in. Whether I have to extend the show a couple more minutes, I will give you that time, brother, because your hand has been up for at least a minute or two, okay? I see you. Now, the situation has reached a point of explosion, not just here in America, but in the Western world. Now, they continue to print money. They continue to wage wars. Think about this. They print the money to fund the military. The money has no backing. The only backing that it has is the military force. And now you're bucking up against powers who have what you have, like China, Iran, Russia. And they're no longer allowing you to push them around. So now you're going after their allies, like Syria, Libya, and all of the North Korea and all of these things. You're doing that to try to weaken their strategic foothold against you. But this costs money. In America, is so. This is why I say Allah had to smite America with derision. You're going to go up against your own banker that funds most of your budget, that produces 93% of all goods sold here in America, and you want to try to start war and provocations with these people. Do you not see the madness in this? That's just like you going down to one of these banks, getting a loan for your house, getting a loan for your car, getting a loan to put money in your pockets to feed your family. And then, because they are helping someone that you don't like, you go down there and try to burn the bank down. Do you see the madness in this? Well, I guess because I think over these things, it's easy to look at the insanity of it. But this is America. This is how she has been smitten with delusion. Derision. And the money is not only drying up by foreign investors. The tax revenues that America was taking in, they're drying up too. Listen to this 2-minute clip.
Individuals, well, they were laid off, and they're just not going to file because they don't have jobs. Another reason is because the call has been put out there to all those individuals that supported Hillary Clinton that they will not pay taxes under Trump. And they decided to all work together and not pay their taxes. Now, this is going to be a problem going forward. But we can see at this point that these pieces that we've been talking about, they're coming together. And we'll have to wait until April 15th, because we know, first of all, on March 15th, the debt ceiling, well, that's when everything shuts down. We will know, coming to April 15th, how many people actually paid their tax receipts, because that money is going to go into the coffers of the government. And they will use that to keep the government operational. And they will use also black money that they have in the stabilization fund to keep things running. Now, as we move towards May, like I said before, well, this will be a really good indicator of where we stand. And we see at this point that things are rapidly changing because on Friday, March 3rd of 2017, there was a surprise announcement about the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA. It informed its members that the current administrator and calculation agent of its recently launched LBMA Silver Price Auction, Thomas Reuters and the CME Group, well, they're going to be pulling out of providing their services to the London-based silver price benchmark. Now, this is very interesting. Are they getting out because they're worried about getting caught with fraud and manipulation? And we can see at this point that this might be the case and things might be changing rapidly at this point.
Creditors, your foreign creditors, are selling your treasuries to get out of here, get out of the system, to get out of your monetary system, to move away from a crashing economy and a dying dollar. And then your tax revenues or tax receipts at home are drying up. How in the hell can you maintain war? Huh? How in the hell can you maintain basic services when you have the tax receipts is what the government uses to fund governmental expenses of the nation. Without the tax receipts and without foreign investors, you are absolutely bankrupt. You are absolutely financially destitute. Do you understand this? This is showing you that no matter how you add this up, 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4, 4 and 4 is 8, and there's no way that America can change the math to make 1 and 1, 75, just to suit her funny money bookkeeping. There's no way. Because math is fundamental, math is sound. Muhammad says, Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. Why? Because the two are equal truths. How are they equal truths? Because they can be proven at no limit of time. You can always prove mathematical equations if you're deep enough. So therefore, if you're deep enough in Islam, you can always prove the truth as revealed to us by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. All right? So what you're saying to me? The math ain't looking good for America, is it? This is the blocked episode, black man and black woman. America's in some trouble, in regards to how you may not like to hear this. It's here, right in your face. And I want you to listen to this. This is 3 minutes. I'm trying to get a couple more clips in real quick because I want to transition to the military aspect of this thing. So let's go here, and this will be talking about what's getting ready to happen and how the system will cease to function. And right after that, chaos will ensue. You're seeing it happening right now. Do you see the outages and stuff? Do you see how even the technology of this devil is dying? Do you remember 15 years ago, 10 years ago, when you bought a phone and you had to pull the little antenna out, it worked better and lasted longer than the phones that you have to replace every 3 to 6 months nowadays? The technology is dying. The financial system is dying. Everything that has been a basis and an attractive level of this society and of this world and of this order is now dying, and you can't deny that. So finances are cut off, when the money is no longer accepted, when the sanctions are put on America, the whole system will cease to be, and it will be trouble and chaos. Listen to what they're saying that they see coming.
Because if you're making the same amount of money, you're still in the same problem area here. Nothing's changed. I mean, $1,000 is not even a little dent. And if the revenue coming into the government is continually dropping, this is going to be a major problem. And like I said, we are headed to a time period where this system is no longer going to function unless we make drastic changes. And when I say drastic, I mean cuts across the board. And this is going to be a complete disaster here in the U.S. I mean, just think about what would happen. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a collapse of the system. Because when this does happen, things are going to rapidly change. And we know that Trump has handled this before. He has handled a company that is so far into debt, the only alternative was to go bankrupt, to default. And most likely, we are heading towards a default. And we're going to have to watch this situation very carefully. Now, China is out there, and they're saying that the debt is too high because their estimates with GDP, their debt-to-GDP ratio, ranges from 250% to 300%. And we know that the credit impulse number has dropped below zero, where credit is going to freeze up. And that goes back to China. So when we look at all these different indicators, and when we look at what is coming up here, we need to be very careful in where we go and what we do at this point, because those people who have not been preparing, I would suggest you start to prepare. Those people who have been preparing, continue to prepare. As we approach May, the end of May, and there's still no debt increase, well, ramp your preparations up. Do not delay. Now, even if they raise the debt ceiling, we still have the same problem. Actually, they've just made it worse. That means we're going to be adding more debt, which means the situation is going to get even worse. So we're going to have to watch this situation, but in either case, the end game is exactly the same. It's a collapse of the system. Even if you had a business and you added on more debt, more debt, more debt, eventually you don't have the revenue to pay for it. So even if they raise the debt ceiling, the revenue coming in, there's not enough. If interest rates move up, as the Fed would like to do, guess what happens? They can't pay for it. They can't pay the payments each month. So the situation right now is pretty much the same. We're on a path to a collapse scenario. Get prepared.
Did you hear the urgency in his voice? He knows it. He sees it. He's telling you these things. Now, thing about this is, I was listening to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, and I think it was a couple more of these financial pundits that we listened to on the show. I can't think of who it is at this time, but I know for a fact that I was listening to them, and they were doing the mathematical calculations. And they were saying that, it doesn't matter what America does. She can cut across the board everything to almost nothing. If the interest rates rise by 1%, she will not be able to pay, 1 or 2%, excuse me. If the interest rates rise by 1 to 2%, America will not be able to pay, not just the debt, brothers and sisters, the interest on the debt. The interest on the debt would go from being $500 to $600 billion to roughly trillions per month. She pays $500 to $600 billion per month on her debt. But she has to borrow that money to pay on her debt. That's just like if you have a pocket full of credit cards. And you're taking one credit card to pay the other one, to pay the other one, to pay the other one. Sooner or later, the musical chairs stop. and you'll be called in on your debt, right? Is that not right? So Mr. Dave says, we're looking at a default scenario, right? Well, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word default means failure to do something required by duty or law. So she took upon herself to issue out fiat currency and said that it was backed by the full faith of the government of America, right? So if she backed, she's bound by that according to international law. So if she backs out of that, she did a default, that meant she failed to live up to her requirements or her duty under the law, right? It says, economics, a failure to pay financial debts, a law, failure to appear at the required time in a legal proceeding. Now, this is what America is. She's in a position now where she is contemplating, but she can't help it. She's in a catch-22, black man and black woman, to be honest with you. She's in a catch-22. She cannot get herself out of this situation. The situation has become dire. Matter of fact, it has become terminal. And there's no way for her to get out of this. And she knows this. And as Dave mentioned in here, I don't want you to lose sight of what he said. He says, China. At the end of what he was saying, he brought up China. China, he says. China says America's debt is too high. China says this and this and this. China is pulling out of America's debt. Why did he keep mentioning China? Because not only is China one of America's largest lenders, China is also one of America's largest investors and the largest manufacturer and America's largest trade partner. And to remove that bigger piece of pie in the economic scheme of things would lead to an economic catastrophe in America unheard of. And this is why he was telling you, and this is why I kept telling y'all about, why you looking over here about minute things. You better understand what's going on and why these minute things are happening at this point. Because there's so many things that are happening outside of your window that you don't understand. And all of these ripple effects is what you're seeing in front of you, the little minute things, but they will metastasize because the things on the outside are becoming more and more severe. And they're pushing their way in. That's what Muhammad says. The forces on the outside are pushing their way on the inside. So he's telling you that you better look outside. Because what's outside is going to bring some hellified trouble to you on the inside. So we see the BRICS nation and the AIIB bank, and we see the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the Eurasian Economic Union. We see all of these things going on, and we see nation after nation after nation signing on to dump the dollar, to go and bypass the SWIFT and the European monetary system. We see all of these things happening, right? It's to put more pressure on America. And notice that this is happening with the African and the Asian nations and some of the South American nations, BRICS and the AIIB. I want to go to something. Our Savior has arrived. We're not out of this book yet because we're looking at the mathematics of this thing. And we're showing you the situation that America's in. And we're letting you hear what they are saying about the situation that America's in. But what you need to understand is why these events are taking place. Why is China pulling out the debt system of America? Why is she pulling out her investments? Why is she selling off the treasury? Why is she thinking about sanctioning America? Why are her economic partners thinking about doing it? And while America and her allies are at odds with each other. See, we are in desperate times for the empire. So Muhammad gives it to us like this. Go to page 191. All right? 191, Our Savior has arrived. And I want you to go. It's three paragraphs on this page, but we're going to read the last two. Okay? And I want you. And this, we're not going to even read the whole. But I want you to listen. What he's saying here. We are now living in the days of the judgment, and in the days of a great separation of peoples and nations. This problem of separating you and me from our enemies and placing us in our own land, back among our own people, and raising the so-called Negroes of America up to our proper place in civilization is taking place. So right now, what you're seeing going on, the uprising, the protesting, look what's going on out in Oklahoma and all that stuff like that. If you go to our Savior, I mean, the Theology of Time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us what to expect out in those states there. He said the Native Americans going to move on those areas there. What's going on right now? Huh? What's going on over there? Talk back to me. In the fall of America, this is what they would be doing. We're looking at it right now, aren't we? They're talking about that pipeline. And now this has opened up wounds, old wounds from the Native Americans, and they're saying, we're tired of this mess. You have not honored one treaty we signed with you. But I thought they were sovereign. They got their own land, right? You see what I mean? This is what Muhammad said, that these devils make retractable laws. Whenever it suits you, they can roll it up. And whenever it suits them, they put it back down. The Constitution is the Constitution that. As soon as the Constitution speak about some of the stuff that they do, they ignore the Constitution. Some of you are not processing this stuff. But these things must take place. This is causing a great divide. And the way the wealth gap has exacerbated. And the way that the police are victimizing black people more and more and more. And the way that the nations are looking outside on in America and seeing how she's doing, it's causing a great divide. And then they're looking at her hypocrisy domestically and internationally. As a matter of fact, America issued her human rights thing the other day, last week. China and Iran and Russia issued one right back. And China, you got to read that. Go to the Hiram 1555 blog and read the one China issued. China ripped America. And let me tell you something. In their human rights thing, everything they said about America is exactly what was going on. They didn't lie. And they talked about, the Chinese talked about how America uses race against us here, the so-called American Negroes, and how they abuse and misuse and deprive us of our rights and stuff. This is, the world is looking. This is what Muhammad said would take place at the end of America. And you're seeing it taking place. Every, the math is against her. You've got to understand these things. All of this is happening because we're looking at the fall of America. So we go further. Muhammad says, this problem of separating you and me from our enemies and placing us in our own land back among our own people and raising the so-called Negroes of America up to a proper place in civilization is taking place. So this is going on now. Well, we got to go do it. No, it's underway right now. You just are blind and you can't see it. You understand? So he goes further and he says, remember, because a lot of you forget. So he says, remember, it was Muhammad who found the black stone out of its place and invited the four chiefs from the four divisions to come forward and take hold of each corner of his mantle and lift it into its place. Stop right there. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, well, we all know about the Kaaba over in Mecca. The black stone, which they all go over there and walk around, and whenever they get a chance to, they bow down and they kiss that stone. Muhammad says that that stone represents the messenger of God and represents the black man and woman in America. Right? So, Muhammad of 1,400 years ago had the four chiefs from the four different tribes after the Kaaba had been damaged and had fallen to the ground. Muhammad had invited the four chiefs from the four tribes to help him lift up that Kaaba back to its proper place. I want you to listen closely. So Muhammad, the last Muhammad, Messenger Elijah Muhammad, is raised up by Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. And he speaks these things and the whole world comes to visit him. Haile Selassie. Yeah. The ones the Rastafarians love to talk about. Haile Selassie bowed to the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yeah. You didn't know that, did you? Oh, black man, black woman. There's so many things that you don't know. But listen. And all of these leaders sent emissaries to Chicago and to Phoenix, Arizona to talk and have counsel with Messenger Elijah Muhammad. And when the Chinese sent their man or woman to visit Muhammad, and Muhammad had assured them that the Chinese would prevail in the war in Asia that would be coming. She went right back, and at the time it was Peking, because I don't think Beijing was the city at the time. Went right back to Peking and reported on it. And China started implementing their five-year program And now China is a military juggernaut and an economic superpower because she was getting ready for this day. Muhammad had invited all of those nations, all of the chiefs, to come help raise us back to our proper place. You didn't understand. You didn't know why China was doing this. You didn't understand why Brazil was getting involved in this and these nations over here were doing it. You didn't understand it, but it's prophecy. So Muhammad says, remember, in case you forget, he said that again. Now, at the beginning of this paragraph, listen to what he says. Remember, it was Muhammad who found the black stone out of its place and invited the four chiefs from the four divisions to come forward and to take hold of each corner of the mantle and lift it into its place. Remember, he says it again, so he's trying to get a point over to you because he knows this is the part that you usually go dumb or blind to. So he's saying it again to you. Remember that this was Muhammad with his own hands who guided it into his place. This was a symbol of you and me here today. Stop right there. So now, when we look at the position of the Kaaba and how it is venerated and loved by all 1.1 billion Muslims around the world, that is a sign of you and I. But it had fallen out of its place at one point in time, and it took a Muhammad to come and raise it back with the help of the tribes around the world. And so you see China, you see all of these nations are rising up against American might. This is to weaken her stranglehold of you here at home. You know, this is how things go. And so what this is doing, this is breaking her attractiveness because the Negro was in love with them 20-inch rims, right? The Negro was in love with his basketball and making $200, $300, $400 million. But what is that when it doesn't even buy you what $20 million used to buy you? See, God is taking the glitter and glamour away from that by using these nations to break America down economically and politically and to expose her for the entire world to see. Remember that whore would be exposed. Remember that? And the book told you that she would sit on the ground. There was no throne for her anymore. She is no longer to be called tender nor delicate. Right? Because the world is seeing it. Now they point a finger. Every time America points a finger, remember they say when you point a finger at somebody, you better look because three or four more point back at you. So this is what is happening to America. And Muhammad goes further and he says this to bring his point home here. He says, this was a symbol of you and me here today. We need the help of our people who are living in the four major points of our compass to come and help raise us, their dead brothers, and put us back into our own place. That right there nullifies anything that you Negroes think you know. God is causing China and the rest of these nations to do what they're doing so that you can rise to the top. Right? This is a problem of mathematics. This is a problem of science. And God has already solved those problems. And all of those things are in effect to free you whether you know it or not. So, he says, we need the help of our people who are living in the four major points of our compass to come and help raise us, the dead brothers, and put us back into our own place, in our native nation, among our own people in our native land. So what you're seeing going on today is the breaking of American power. It's the breaking of her influence. It's the breaking of her attraction. Remember, it said in 1 hour, Muhammad says this means one day or one year, that all that she had left her. She no longer had that attracting power. And she would suffer isolation from the nations of the earth. Is that not going on right now in America? See, the math speaks towards it. And we're proving this, and you can prove problems by going to math, right? Even the science, and science, to prove a scientific theory, they have to use math. Math and science is one and the same, right? Anything you to prove something, you must use math. Right? Are you listening to me, Black? Don't get mad. Please, Black man and Black woman, don't get mad at me. I just want to give you the truth. I just want you to understand the time that we're living in. America is falling. She's folding up under pressure, the pressure of the light, which you have never seen before. And she cannot extract herself or extricate herself from these desolations that are being poured and that will be poured upon her to make her even more desolate as the years pass by. Before we go up there, I want to address something. Before then, I got to go to the 424 because our good brother Gerald has been waiting patiently. The brother's really been waiting patiently, so I got to go to my good brother Gerald, and I got to say, if they allow me to, Brother Gerald, I say unto you, my good brother, assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Well, assalamu, sir, and good morning to your, all your listeners, brothers. But if you would have think Blog Talk Radio would have learned by now, every time they disrupt or block a show, you just come back harder and strong in the paint, man.
All praise to Allah.
I just wanted to point out something real quickly, brother. Dave of the X-22 reports, you play him often, and just think how dire it is for the white world. This man comes out with two videos daily, an X-22 report A and an X-22 report B, and he talked about all of the financial destruction, just letting you know that in the white world, he comes out with two videos daily. He does have spotlight on Friday and Saturday with guests on there, but that's just goes to show you, brother, how wonderful our God is in bringing this devil down to his knees, that they're admitting that their world is falling. And for everyone that's listening, you cannot refute this truth. It's staring us right smack dab in the face, brother. And as the Honorable Muhammad teaches us, the white world is falling. They even tell you, even in their little cryptic cartoons, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king horses and all the king pigs could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Go ahead, my brother. Continue on with this beautiful truth. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, my brother. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, my good brother. I also want to say this before we go off there. Go over to thehealthblaze.com and support thehealthblaze.com for all of your all-natural health care, shampoo, deodorant, laundry detergent, soaps, a whole host of things. Anything that you get out of these stores is all chemical-free, animal-free, all natural. Go to thehealthblaze.com, all right? And when you sign up over there as a member, you also, within a week or so, I think you get coupons, e-coupons, where you can apply those towards your purchases, okay? Go to thehealthblaze.com. Now, also, go to the Heinz 1555 blog after this show is over with and show some love to your brother and go donate. Help a brother out. Go donate. I mean, I spent hours and hours and hours, days after days after days, just to do these shows and get this stuff right for you guys. And I'm hoping that from time to time, brothers and sisters, I do this from time to time just to see. Will you just reach out and, I got two extra dollars. Let me donate this. Five extra dollars. I hate to put you on the scene like this, but I was listening to the messenger, and the message, sometimes you got to do that. And so, this is what I'm doing. Show me your love, brothers and sisters. And if you don't donate, go over there and sign up as a premium member. You understand? Do that. Now, because most of the premium members are white. Isn't that something? Brother, I tell you stuff. But anyway, let me address this before we go off there. So, there's been a lot going on. First of all, let us rewind this a minute. I want the world to know, just in case you want to know where I stand. I stand on Elijah Muhammad. I stand with Elijah Muhammad. I stand behind Elijah Muhammad. If it need be, I will die for the truth as delivered by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. So right there, you know where I stand. You know where I sit. You know where I sleep. You know where I stay. I stay with the Lord of the world and the messenger of the black nation. All right? So now let me address this. I see a lot of things. You know, when Minister Farrakhan is out of pocket, I address those things. And when you brothers are out of pocket, or sisters are out of pocket, I have to address that too. I cannot be a hypocrite or just because we may enjoy some type of friendship or some kind of relationship to allow these things to go on. I've seen in the last few days on Facebook, and I've seen the last few days on some website that they were bashing Minister Farrakhan. Now, I'm a defender of Elijah Muhammad and the truth that Elijah Muhammad has delivered to us. So, and there's those of you who listen to the show, you may be followers of Minister Farrakhan. All right? But let me address something. Brothers and sisters, you were talking about this, his personal life, and you were talking about his children. I saw this. I was reading along with you on Facebook. I said, listen to this. So they were talking about his children. And one or two of his children have married white women. And they use that as an excuse to start condemning him. I'm going to say this, and you can be mad as you want. That That's not right. That's not. He has no control over who his children marry. You understand? I'm not defending him, but I have to tell the truth. He has no control over that. Now, his policies may have been lax where he allowed such to happen, but at the same time, the messenger's policies were strict, and we know that some of his children were fooling around with the white people, too. You understand? So, brothers and sisters, I think you need to find more time doing constructive things instead of trying to deconstruct each other, okay? Take the time and deconstruct the devil and his world, all right? And leave, if you say that he's a hypocrite, okay, leave him to God. What did the messenger say? Leave the hypocrites to God. He said he's going to deal with them, okay? Now, if you say that, then you got to honor that, brothers and sisters. But you can't be using these little flimsy excuses to attack people, especially in their personal life, because you may be mad that the brother may, you may feel that Louis Farrakhan misled you, and you mad as hell at him. And so anything that you can grasp at, you do it because you're angry. You better get that out of your eye and move on and let him be where he is at and you go where you're going. But you can't keep doing this stuff here. It's not right. You even making websites dedicated to this and this madness. This is madness. Websites. Just this and this man. And I hadn't seen not one of you so-called Muslims make a website dissing Hillary Clinton, dedicated solely to expose Donald Trump, or dedicated solely to expose the root of this devil. This is madness, brothers and sisters. You brothers and sisters have gone to the limits in total foolishness and madness. And I have to address this on this show today. All right? Now, if this brother is off the path, and some of us, we know that he is or believe that he is, all you have to do is put a clean glass up next to him, okay? The clean glass is one that follows exactly what the messenger said. And you don't have to beat these people in the head. Let them look at it, and they'll make their choice. If they want to drink clean water, they'll come with you. If they want the dirty water, they'll go with him. You lay out your point, you lay out your facts, and you move on. But we too petty for that in this day and time. Now, I know this is going to get, people will be sending me emails, but brothers and sisters, I tell you what, you better hold your tongue in your emails because I'll put you on Front Street on the Star and Crescent Report. Believe that. All right? Because I'm a grown man. And just like you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine. And what I'm trying to do is put out rational thinking for you, especially you who are claiming to aspire to be righteous, or you who are always talking, I'm the follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and doing everything all. Let me hold my tongue. Doing all kinds of evil. I almost said something else. It wasn't a curse word, but I almost went there with you. Because the madness there. Do you not see that? If you don't bring this brother up, most times, I wouldn't even pay too much attention to him. Yeah, sometimes you have to address certain things, like when the brother speak out of pocket. Or he say, well, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told me, said, well, you know that the messenger didn't just tell him, he told a whole bunch of other people. Then you have to address that and put that in context. Because Lewis, he does do that at times. He'll say, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad once told me, and then the people will think that this was a private conversation. But what he leaves out is that it was, in that time when he told him that, it was about 10, 20, 30 ministers there also. So he just didn't direct it at him. It was a whole bunch of them that he directed at. So you might have to lay that out and go and address that. Like that, and expose that, or if the brother veer a little bit, you know, you say, no, that ain't what he said. This is how it's supposed to be. You address it and you move on. You don't, but some of y'all so petty that y'all have nothing better to do but find something to condemn this man with. You better get off that. Do you want your life to be about that, or are you trying to really strive for truth? Striving for truth is making the truth known, moving on, and trying to enlighten other people without all this madness and devil tactics that we put in our mind and in our heart that we pass on to other people. We got to get this devil, this Eurocentric mind out of us. Because if not, you're not going over to the hereafter, because all of this stuff is staying on this side. It's not going over to the other side. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. But remember this, the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that Almighty God Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, has. It pales in comparison to the love that his divine messenger has. And it pales in comparison to the love that that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. I want you to remember that through all of this, through all of the madness, through all of the cloudiness and the confusion, through all of the darkness, remember that there's a light shining. And this beacon of hope and light is in the person of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And brothers and sisters who are striving to be upright to the God who has originated a new heaven and a new earth, you better square up your actions. You square up your thoughts, because guess what? Yaqub didn't get kicked out the circle of the righteous for making white people. That's not why he got kicked out of the circle of the righteous. As the messenger says, because he entertained an idea contrary to that of righteousness in the right way of the God. That's what caused his fall from the righteous. So it wasn't him actually making the man. It was him having a thought that was contradicting the original thought and the original way of life. So you with these thoughts that are mimicking that of your oppressors, you better remove them lest you be found wanting and you fall victim to that which you are always condemning others of. Brothers and sisters, till we next meet again. Ice, salam alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the rosy day.